Pink salmon have filled Kodiak's rivers and streams by the millions this summer, but a large segment of the population didn't show up. The Katoe Bay Hatchery was expecting to see way more fish return than it did. Tina Fairbanks is the executive director of the Kodiak Regional Aquaculture Association, also known as KRAA, the nonprofit running the hatchery. She says their estimates were fairly off.
Our forecast was approximately 10 million, and we look to be trending toward about 1.5 million adult salmon returning this year.
Once the pinks began to run, it only took the hatchery 3 days to realize it wasn't seeing anywhere near the number of pinks it should be. Immediately, it switched from harvesting fish to recoup the costs of raising them to catching pinks to collect their eggs, so it can release a healthy amount of salmon this year. Fairbanks says she can't be sure why the hatchery pinks are having such a rough time.
I have a lot of ideas for possible reasons, but our ability to pin that down is fairly limited at this point in time.
What she does know is in 2015, when the generation of fish was born, it was dry in the Katoe Bay area. That, along with other factors, could have something to do with the low turnout. The hatchery was able to gather enough eggs, and cost recovery fishing has resumed.
When we had collected sufficient brood stock, we notified the processors who had been the successful bidders this year for the cost recovery fishery and have been working with them to catch the fish that are now moving in.
KRAA offered an estimated 6 million pounds of salmon for a bid to three local seafood processors, but so far only 900,000 pounds of fish has been harvested. Fairbanks is staying positive, though. She says the run is still going, so that figure will only increase. For KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.